commuter fight. And in the morning with your toast and mama lady, oh.
John.
What is FN?
Good.
Who listens to radio? No matter if it's summer, winter, spring, or fall. Who listens to radio? Only 150 million.
I want to be a DJ.
You do?
Woo! 150 million people. That's all.
That's the radio.
I think I heard of that.
Called the radio.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group with your updated fall real estate market report for the River Region. So far this year, the MLS has reported over 4,300 closings of residential properties. The average sales price for these sales was $180,000. So far this year, 50% of these sales took place in the first 60 days of a house on the market. There is a lack of supply of homes for sale in the 120 to 180 price range because this is a first-time homebuyer price range, so houses sell faster in these price ranges. This shows that a better economy and lower unemployment leads to increased sales for the River Region. This also allows sellers in these price ranges to find a new home without worrying about selling their present home. Here at the Goodson Group, we specialize in selling existing homes in these price ranges and being able to market them for sale effectively. For an updated market report on your home, call Bo Goodson at the Goodson Group, 551-0225, or email me personally at bogoodson@charter.net.
Boo! Guess who? That's right. This is Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage, where we make mortgages easy. If your finances are haunting you, it's time to call Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. That's 567-4223. What if I told you that the money you've been looking for all this time is in your home? This is no trick. By refinancing your mortgage, you may be eligible to lower your interest rate or eliminate monthly mortgage insurance. Would you like to pay off credit card debt, make home improvements, or fund a large purchase? A mortgage refinance may be the answer. What are you waiting for? If your current mortgage payment makes you scream, then it's time to call the Alabama Home Mortgage Team. Clear the cobwebs. Call me, Kim Williams, today at 567-4223. Or visit our website at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com to see just how much money you could be saving with an Alabama Home Mortgage. NMLS 372-374, Equal Housing Lender.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at MontgomerySubaru.com.
Montgomery Subaru. Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. More weather changes are on the way as a series of disturbances move this way. For tonight, cloudy. Periods of light rain developing by later on tonight. Overnight low temperature 62. Tomorrow, good chance of showers around from time to time, high 75. Wednesday and Thursday, showers and thunderstorms are likely, and that will continue through Halloween night as a cold front moves through the state, then much cooler air Friday as we begin the first weekend in November. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the River Region. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Some people like to dress up as cowboys. Yeah. Some dress up like gangsters with guns. Some people don't like Halloween. But I speak of the predictable ones. People saw that movie, baby, and they think they'll be the only one, only one, to be wearing that Batman themed costume. But this year it'll be so common, it'll look dumb. You'll see a Joker, another Joker, 10 more Jokers, and then another. The same costume on everyone. Here comes another with his mother. She's a milfie Joker. Boy, this costume's overdone. Woo! Woo!
Calling all stations. Clear the air.
clear all air lanes for the big broadcast.
It is the big broadcast. Happy hour on News Talk 93.1 FM.
WACB. If it sounds like I'm forcing my voice lower, I am. Because Larry Stevens is here, and I don't want to sound like a woman compared to him.
And
like
a woman. Here they are.
John Bradley's play. Hi, Larry Stevens.
Hey, how are you?
Yeah, that's a loaded question for me. Anytime
I know I shouldn't ask that. No, I've had this upper respiratory thing going, so my voice is about gone today. So
it's still even half a voice of yours is deeper.
Well,
and more resonant
I've been
than
sucking
mine.
On these Halls drops just to keep a voice going.
It does smell like a dentist office in here.
It does, doesn't it?
Yeah.
And
but that's
after a while, you get hooked on these things.
It's better than some of the other aromas that have walked around this building.
Especially after the dogs have been in here.
Probably. Oh, the dogs. Yeah, there's that and others. I'm going to let you introduce our guest.
Well, first of all, you know, the Kiwanis Club of Montgomery is celebrating its 100th birthday this month.
That's amazing.
And, you know, 1990, that's a milestone. And I don't know that people don't know. They hear about, somebody asked me the other day, said, what is the Kiwanis Club? But they've been around 100 years. Of course, they sponsor the Alabama National Fair, which, again, a lot of people don't understand what the fair does for this community. But this gentleman is the current president of the club, Mr. Sam Johnson.
Hey, Sam.
And so I wanted to bring him along and talk a little bit about Kiwanis and what we do and get some publicity out there. And of course, we're always looking for new members. It's a civic organization.
Is the Kiwanis Club also sometimes known as the Key Club?
The Key Club is a part of Kiwanis.
Okay, because I was in that when I was in high school.
For high schools.
Yeah, because yes. I did a Key Club. I had this, it was the radio brain working early. During the war in Vietnam, so I went to the school administrators and said, can we take a day and have students write letters to soldiers in Vietnam, not knowing who they are, just, hi, I hope you're safe. My name is, you know, do a little introductory thing, a few words of encouragement, we got your back here and all that. And they did it. It actually took a whole day, every class, to write these letters, and we did 20,000.
Wow.
And the Red Cross arranged to pick them up and ship them over there. And some of those people wound up having pen pals just based off that. But that was a kind of a Key Club thing to do.
Yeah. Now, the college level is you got Key Club in high school and then...
And Circle K,
Circle
in
K
college.
Is yeah. The college equivalent.
Yes.
And then, of course, after that, you can be in the big boy club here, or girl, whichever.
Let's go back to the fair and really let people know what it is that the fair does for okay. The...
Well, as you know, the Alabama National Fair is the 11th best days of fall,
mm-hmm.
and it does provide entertainment for the river region, but it also results in us being able to give back the earnings that we get from the fair to children's organizations in the river region.
Who are some of those that you specifically help?
Specifically, we work with the city and playgrounds as well as with Boys and Girls Club, the YMCA, and other organizations like that in the river region.
I've heard Don Duncan is a member of the Key Club.
Yes.
And they always sponsor an exhibit at the fair. And he was telling me the amount raised is very substantial.
Well, and again, it's the money all goes to children's charities in the river region. And that's important that people understand, you know, what the money goes to. It doesn't, you know, over the years, you know, I've heard people talk about, well, you know, the fair comes in here and it leaves and it takes all the money with it. And that is, there could not be anything farther from the truth, is there, Sam?
That's correct. I mean, typically, and we had a good fair this year, but typically we give somewhere between $200,000 and $300,000
wow.
back into the community to help children of the river region.
That is so awesome.
And also, you know, when they do come in, the midway, all the diesel fuel that takes to run all the equipment, the food that the vendors are selling, that's all bought when they come here. So, I mean, they're spending money when they come into the market with local businesses,
right.
They don't bring that. The other thing is, if I'm not mistaken, they actually settle up in taxes on a daily basis out there, don't they?
That's correct.
There's an actual tax office, so they go pay their taxes daily. I know at one time, and it's been several years, there was a $2 or $3 million economic impact
wow.
on the city just because the fair came to town. And because it spent money and other people came and spent money. So there is a positive impact in that sense. But on top of
I'm all for any tax money that's raised through a voluntary effort. In other words, you choose to go to the fair and spend your money there. They pay taxes.
And you can spend as little as $8 on an advance ticket and have, this last fair, I went out with my grandkids, and gosh, we went to see the wolves, and we got the racing pigs, and you got a great circus. You can spend all this time just doing stuff without spending a penny.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to go, it's great. Everybody loves to ride. Of course, they rode the rides, obviously. And for a lot of people, the fair's their thing for their family. Because it's really expensive to go to Disney. It's really expensive to go to places like Six Flags.
Yes.
And they can bring their kids in for a whole lot less money. They can really have a great time.
Yeah.
Tell
us about joining the Key Club, Kiwanis Club. Excuse me. See, I flashed back to 19 a long time ago. And old habits die hard, Larry. Tell us about Kiwanis, how people can join, how they contact, and so forth.
Okay. We have over 250 members currently in the Kiwanis Club, and we meet weekly at the RSA Activity Center. You can contact us on our website, which is montgomerykiwanis.org, or you could call our office, which is 260-7996.
Okay.
And we are the third largest Kiwanis Club in the world.
And wow. In the world?
In the world. We are the third largest, and we have leaders from all over the river region that are members of our club and participate in helping run the fair.
One of those members is Legal Eagle and Local Heartthrob, yes! Chad. He's one of your ardent. Well, he always gets his promotion in during.
The other thing too that we're proud of is and I don't know if I told you, all of the Kiwanis clubs at the international meeting in Orlando brought their signature event. Every club has a signature event. You can guess what our signature event is.
It's the fair.
It's the fair. So they ask everybody to submit. There was a whole list of questions. You had to, everybody worked on it. And we submitted the fair and actually won the best signature event worldwide for the Kiwanis Club.
Wow.
And, they looked at it and they looked at what it did for the community, the impact on the community, and, of course, expanding the name of the Kiwanis Club, the brand. But, as a member of the Kiwanis Club, and I serve as a member, I help, I help with marketing of the fair. But, as a member, I love being in that club. It's they don't over demand of you for one thing, but you can do as much as you want. They have a lot of great things. You can go read to kids.
Mm-hmm.
There are things you can do and be involved in. And it's big enough that we have enough members. And, we always work at the fair. Everybody takes some shifts at the fair, either taking up tickets or doing something like that.
Yeah.
But, I was in the JCs years ago, and I love the JCs. I was a young man. And sometimes I forgot if I was working for them or the radio stations. because they demanded so much. But this organization is so well organized, so well put together. And they do things. We get together. We have great speakers.
Speaking of which, thanks for that. Am I not speaking at one of your gatherings?
I believe you are.
I think it's the 18th.
We are looking forward to it.
I think I'll be out of town that day. I'm just kidding.
You've heard it all already. Anyway, Larry, there's
nothing new here.
I don't know that I'm going to say anything.
Who invited you to speak? Do you remember? I mean, there's a committee. I couldn't.
Somebody that doesn't like Kiwanis?
Yeah, probably.
Well, you've spoken before. So
yeah, that was a while back.
Yes.
That was a while back.
Yes.
Yeah. And I will try and not get long-winded. I'll try and be interesting without being salacious.
We are looking forward to it.
Well, I am too. I am too.
And if anybody, you know, and we've talked about being a member, it's open to men, it's open to women. Do we have an age? I don't think we have an age restriction. You know, and it's simple. If you know somebody in the Kiwanis Club, like I've sponsored several individuals into the club myself. You normally have somebody in the club sponsor you in, but that's not a big deal. It's easy enough. I mean, and so once you're in there, we meet every Tuesday, except certain times, you know, holidays, things like that. And probably the best food for a civic club I've ever seen, because when I was doing JC's all those many years ago, and it's like the Kiwanis Club is just a bunch of old JC guys who've lost their hair, you know, so and gotten fatter, you know. So, because a lot of my friends in the Kiwanis Club were in the JC's with me. But, we always kidded about our lunch. We always talked about our mystery meat. We had no idea what we were eating. They have really great lunch. It's part of you being a member of the Kiwanis Club every single week that we meet.
All right, that web address again is
montgomerykiwanis.org, and the phone number is 260-7996.
By the way, what is the origin of the term Kiwanis?
I've heard several things.
That's a good question.
I mean, I've known it for a long, long time, and I've never really asked that question before.
I will tell you something after he finishes.
Okay.
It means building to serve, but it is an Indian word.
God, I would have guessed that, but I didn't want to do that, because if I was wrong, I'd sound like an idiot.
And I was in Sunday school, and we were talking something about, you know, serving in the mention of the Kiwanis Club. And somebody said, well, what does that mean? And somebody immediately went online and says, it means to play the fool. And I thought, I don't know where that came from.
I don't either.
You know, of course, I think they didn't like me, so it's probably the one who brought that up. But, again, think of the kids in the river region. And again, every year this money is handed out, usually in the spring. They different organizations come in and you know, they apply for the money. Of course, there's a committee that determines who's going to get the money and how much money. And it could be thing like buying a van for the orphanage over here. Brantwood,
yeah.
Or maybe fixing.
That's a great organization.
They don't have air conditioner. Maybe it's gone out. No, it's all sorts of things, but it has to have something to do with children.
And the applications for this next year's grants will go up on our website on November the 1st, and they need to be completed and submitted back to us by the end of January. And then, as Larry mentioned, we will give out the grants in March after a committee reviews the applications and decides what are the most impactful projects that we can help.
I hope we inspire a couple of people to look into this and join, become involved. And if somebody wants to try it out, just come to a meeting.
They can call our office, or they can just come to the meetings. As Larry mentioned, they're every Tuesday, or except when there's a holiday or something, but they're every Tuesday at the RSA Activity Center. Come and enjoy good food and a good program.
And there won't be a meeting tomorrow.
That's right. There's not a meeting tomorrow. We're having a special birthday bash on our actual birthday, which is October 31st.
Halloween.
So we will be 100 years old.
100 years.
On Halloween Day.
Mm-hmm. Well, congratulations on hitting the century mark, and we hope we can get some new blood into the organization, because that's what keeps great organizations going, finding people that really want to make a commitment and do something good for the community.
Well, thank you for having us, and we look forward to you speaking.
Yeah, that should be a barn burner. Should I promote that?
Yeah, I would promote it. I think we ought to get a big crowd out there that day.
Yeah.
There's always a question and answer session, by the way, at the end.
There'll be a lot of pressure because if listeners go up, they don't want to hear the same stories I've been telling on the radio. They're going to
want to be fresh.
Yeah. I'll do my best.
Yeah. You can talk to about the time you were Sticks. You
know. Sticks. Yeah, that's Sticks. Something we're going to do today. I don't know if you know this, but I used to work for Sticks.
Sticks!
Yes. And a little bit later in the hour, or maybe next hour, one of my listeners in this age of the internet are such great contributors, I'd call them my virtual producers. Somebody found a clip of Dennis DeYoung on a thing called Behind the Vinyl, where he explains how the song Come Sail Away came to be. And when I watched it, I said, I've heard all of this from him in person. So I did sneak previews all morning long. And this afternoon we'll play the clip, and I'm going to pause it to give some insights behind what Dennis is saying.
Yeah.
Should be really amazing, huh?
Yes.
But it was a great band. A great band.
Oh, and still, I mean, boy, speaking of the fair, 2014, that was one of the greatest days of any day I've had in Montgomery. I had my reunion with the band there 38 years later, and that was,
fantastic.
Amazing. Absolutely. Thank you, gentlemen, for coming by. We'll do that thing with Sticks. I do have a few things I need to say about weekend events and our traitorous media and a few other odds and ends, but I'm going to keep it calm. Georgia Floors Direct on the Boulevard across from Lowe's, a flooring destination for 50 years, never tampering with the formula that made it work for them, and that is acquire great flooring from all the major manufacturers around the U.S., have it shipped directly to them with no middleman, and then sell it at a wholesale price, a true wholesale price. With that, they have built a team of talented installers who do the work, guaranteeing it's all theirs from beginning to end so that you are 100% satisfied when the job is complete. See Jeff Mallinson and his merry band of floriers at Georgia Floors Direct. They recently absorbed the inventory from a business that went out of business, so they've got below wholesale costs on some flooring. Just ask to see what's available if you're really looking to save money and still get great flooring. Georgia Floors Direct, flooring destination since 1969.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Once upon a time, if you had a water leak under your house or a broken drain line, the only solution was to dig. Don't dig a hole. Call Cole. Cole Plumbing can repair any damaged or leaking pipes without digging in most cases. Cole Plumbing relines, repairs, and renews your pipes and with minimal interruption to your routine. All work comes with a limited warranty. Call Cole Plumbing today at 279-8919. And remember, you don't have to dig a hole. You can call Cole. Call 279-8919 today.
Traditionally, plumbers repair defective water, sewer, drain, and other pipelines by digging holes, breaking into floors, slabs, or walls. This type of destruction is a last resort at Cole Plumbing. With our unique pipelining technology, we can eliminate demolition that causes extreme inconvenience, disruption, and expense. Also, it's safer. So don't dig a hole. Call on Cole at 279-8919 or find us at coleplumbing.com. You'll be pleased you did. And remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
It's the annual Christmas Open House, November 1st through the 3rd at Southern Homes and Gardens. Shop Alabama's premier Christmas store, register to win door prizes, and enjoy complimentary treats, all while taking advantage of the best prices of the season. Save up to 50% off selected Christmas decor and pre-lit lifelike trees, wreaths, and garland. Shop pre-wrapped gifts, store-wide specials, and a huge selection of unique gifts for everyone on your list. Christmas Open House, November 1st through the 3rd at Southern Homes and Gardens.
Billy here from AutoSave Tire and Automotive. If you need tires, come to the tire experts. We have over 200,000 tires at our disposal daily, all at the best prices. Check out our website, autosavetires.net, for your fast, free, online bottom dollar price. That's right, you can get an instant quote on your new tires, including installation, right from your computer or phone. No hassle, no haggle, bottom line pricing. So shop us and compare. We even beat tire rack prices. Check out all our services at autosavetires.net. AutoSave Tire and Automotive. Come to where your auto saves you.
Hi, it's me, your nose. I'm so congested. Use the Vicks Cydex nasal spray, would you? Mouth breather. Yeah, the Vicks Cydex nasal spray starts working in seconds and lasts for up to 12 hours.
I can breathe again. Vicks Cydex nasal spray is incredible. I feel like a whole new nose. Oh, let's buy a new car so we can smell it. Oh, we're really breathing now.
For nasal congestion relief, get Vicks Cydex and breathe freely fast. Use as directed.
You check things all the time, like your email every 10 seconds or your ex's Instagram. But what about checking something as important as your credit? Well, Discover makes it quick, easy, and best of all, free. Discover is now offering FICO credit scores to everyone for free, even if you're not a customer. And checking your score won't hurt your credit. We call it the Discover Credit Scorecard. And once you know your score, you should check to see if your current credit card is the best fit for you. Check your credit, compare your card. Go to discover.com/credit scorecard. Limitations apply.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
There they are, on porches and doorsteps. Ceramic, foam plastic, and Rubbermaid jack-o'-lanterns. Made from durable poly resins with light bulbs on the inside. Introducing Real Pumpkins. That's right, get your kids the real deal. Hand them super sharp carving knives with serrated edges, cut off the top, and scoop out the slimy pumpkin seed guts on newspaper on your kitchen table. Pumpkin rind under your fingernails. Slicing out primitive triangle eyes. And lit with a real candle that burns the hole in the lid. Then the whole thing gets moldy and decomposes before Halloween. Real jack-o'-lanterns. Brought to you by Tradition. And brought to you by people who still hand out apples to trick-or-treaters.
Mr. Electric presents the most electrifying story of the day. For service, installation, and upfront pricing, call Mr. Electric at 245-1566. Here with today's high-voltage news, it's Greg Budell.
I can't make this sound like it just happened. I first posted it yesterday on Facebook. But it's become more electrifying with the passing of time because we're seeing the reality of the world that we live in. Yesterday, I saw the article, the Washington Post, which has no shame, no shame whatsoever, doing an obituary, not a story on the death of Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi Yabadu, but putting him in the obituary section like he was Joe, every guy who just happened to pass away, and Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi, austere religious scholar at helm of Islamic State, dies at 48. He died because we sent a rocket up his ass, okay? And he killed himself, actually before he died, because he had a suicide vest on. This is after being God knows how many thousands of people he helped murder, how many women got raped, and all the other things this savage did. And the frickin' Post is calling him, what was it? Austere religious scholar. You've got to be kidding!
Except for Joey.
That's the Joey exemption. The insanity in this country it's incalculable at this point. And the Post is not the only news organization, of course. And then Pelosi, well, he didn't tell me. And exactly why should he? Given that even with all the depends in the world, you guys leak like crazy in D.C., they're always whining. He should tell you with this closed door impeachment inquiry, but you want sunlight on something like that. I'm reaching the point, Larry, where one of these days I'm going to be in the middle of a rant and everybody's going to hear because my head exploded.
I thought you were going to do that before. I mentioned that to you earlier. You know, I was talking to Sarah over the weekend, and I was telling her, I said, I can't imagine my grandparents being alive today. No. You know,
I have had the same thought.
Having the history of what, you know, my grandfather was born in 1890-something, I remember. Mm-hmm. And, you know, so over, you know, 100 years later, 110, the change in the United States, in my lifetime, is staggering. I go back and I listen to the people on the left from many, many years ago.
Right.
And, you know, they made a lot of sense in a lot of things.
Sure.
They were measured in their thinking. They had some good ideas. You know, the parties, while they were different, were not so far apart that they were just battling and fighting.
In Chicago, Daily Democrat, you know, there were Democrats and Republicans had different approaches to problems, but they weren't like 18,000 miles apart like they are now.
I mean, now nothing gets accomplished. For the people of the United States of America, since Donald Trump became president, what has been accomplished for this nation other than what Donald Trump has been able to do on his own to better our country?
It was so shameful. He went to the World Series game last night, and the crowd booed him loudly. But, of course, he got, I think, 4 or 6% of the vote in D.C., and they hate him because he's spoiling their little party that's been going on going way back, many
presidents.
Well,
of course.
So it's like holding a cross up to a vampire. That's the reaction to be expected. That's why. But you know what? He does everything for a reason. Everything for a reason. So the people that can afford World Series tickets, who are paying less taxes, who have freer lives because who are paying here, what was it, $2.15 a gallon for gas on Sunday morning? All of these great things that are going on, no, really, no palpable inflation. We had a guy call from a construction company on Friday's show who said, we can't hire enough people to keep up with the jobs that we're getting. And they want to throw all of this out the window to live in exactly what kind of a country? I'll give you a quick example here, and maybe it was mean. In fact, I'll let you decide, Larry. I'm going to let you be my boss here.
Okay.
I came across this picture of AOC that's on the computer there. She looks like she should have a hook in her mouth.
Oh, the fish mouth.
Yeah. The fish mouth. Yeah. So I said, post a photo of a fish that best resembles Billy Bass here, the girl Billy.
Mm-hmm.
And let's go to Randy, Georgia on the thread here. I'm a New Yorker born and raised, and I'm ashamed of all of you for thinking this is a good idea. Randy, I'm ashamed of you, as especially everybody that claims to be from. Why aren't you still in New York? Why are you from New York and not there? Because you've been driven off by ridiculous taxes, ridiculous policies, and New York's going to be the next one that's getting electrical blackout because they can't keep up with the energy supply. All right? And you think making fun of this openly socialist witch with her stupid Green New Deal? How about de Blasio? And guess who else? Well, she came from New York via Arkansas. 28 million people in your state, and you let a carpetbagger come in and put her in the Senate? So don't tell me about New York! Ugh. That's been sitting in me for a few minutes.
I can tell.
And if you don't like my jokes, unfriend me and get lost. I really don't care. There's 1,000 people waiting for your slot. So go. I don't care.
We're glad you got it off your chest.
I appreciate all of my Facebook friends and followers, 11,150. They must like something about me. And, you coming here, I appreciate you if you're my friend. It says that you are, but your sense of humor is impaired. Did you watch Saturday Night Live this weekend and see how they handled that with Alec Baldwin and his horrible Trump impersonation? And again, more misery. We have the best economy in 50 years. Companies are coming back to America, not fleeing it.
Well, you know, and the fact is, it's not just one group in America that's doing well.
You know, everybody.
Unemployment for African Americans, Hispanics, everybody is so low. Jobs are out there. You know, the fact is, people are having a hard time finding qualified people.
Yes.
Because the unemployment is so low, and everything's just percolating in our society.
Yeah.
The problem is, too, we've gotten away from, you know, people being, say, blue-collar workers. You know, you don't have enough plumbers. You don't have enough other folks to fill a lot of positions. I can tell you right now, Air Conditioning by Luquar, great company, one of my clients. And he said, you know, he said, I would love to have more trucks on the road. I can't find qualified plumbers. Mm. They're just not coming out. And there are people, and they can make really good money.
Yes.
I mean, great money.
But we're
benefits.
We are indoctrinating and brainwashing students into this socialistic view of the world. They come out into the real world and they're so ill prepared for it. And you're right, we have not put a premium on skilled labor. We should be making a huge effort to look for identified kids in school who have that. So remember shop class? Almost everybody in my shop class at school went on to do something that because they wanted to be in that class.
Mm-hmm.
They like to make things. They like to create things. And it's every bit as honorable as anything else that requires a different kind of degree.
Well, somebody has to do that work.
Yes.
Donnie Turner, Montgomery Paint and Body. Another good guy. Yeah, you know, he needs people out
here.
He's a hero. Donnie's one of my best friends and just a great guy. But Donnie, you know, again, finding good qualified people who make really good money.
Yeah.
I mean, they can do quite well in that business. So, again, we've gotten to the point where people just want it handed to them. You know, there's a... I don't want to get biblical here on you, but there's a verse in there that says, if you don't work, you don't eat.
Yeah.
You know, and I think every one of us, unless we are physically or mentally incapable...
Yes. And we've always looked after those
And
folks.
We need to look after those people. I believe the people who are physically, mentally, because of age... You know, because I'm getting there fast, so I definitely want that one.
Don't look at me when you say that, Larry.
Yeah.
I need to keep working. I have, enough money to retire for a day and a half.
We have a responsibility to certain members of our society.
Yeah.
But on the other hand, people who are well, get out there and work. If you're not willing, and not everybody is going to be, you know, another thing, too. You know, Christ said the poor is always going to be among you. There are going to be poor people. There are going to be people with more money, you know. That's just the way it is. And I've never looked at somebody else who has more money than I do and become jealous of them.
Neither have I.
Mm-hmm. Neither.
You know, it's like, whoa, you know, Mr. Oh, at some point you made enough money. Well, how did you buy that $16 million
house?
What's
the deal with that?
On Martha's Vineyard, when you're also claiming that the oceans are going to rise and flood that thing over, why would you buy a house there unless you knew better? Yes. All right, we need to take a break.
I wonder how big his carbon footprint is.
Massive, yeah, I'm sure.
Yeah.
But you see, he's important, so he gets excused. Just like all the actors and the rest that
they're
fly their
the
private
cool
jets.
People. We're not, so.
Yeah. 3:39 on News Talk 93.1 FM, our most electrifying story of the day, brought to you by the great folks at Mr. Electric. And by the way, Mr. Electric is always recruiting talented electricians. If you're interested in working for a great, growing company, Mr. Electric at 245-1566. Otherwise, for any, some of you will be getting ready to do outdoor holiday lighting things and so forth. If you don't have an outdoor outlet, or like ours, where it was like next to the door, so we had a choice: have Christmas or don't go out the front door for the next 2 months. They moved that outlet for us. They can correct mistakes. They've installed our security lighting and system. They're really terrific. 245-1566. On-time appointments and upfront pricing from Mr. Electric. Visit MrElectric.com. Jay, talk fast.
Traffic is brought to you by Formal Outings. It's your outdoor wedding and you want it to be perfect. So don't forget the restroom facilities. For luxury portable restrooms that pamper, please, and impress, visit FormalOutings.com.
This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We are busy everywhere in the city right now, but we have no accidents to report anywhere. Drive carefully. Well, since we have no accidents, how about some facts from the Alabama Department of Transportation? Like, a motor vehicle accident is reported every 3 minutes, 20 seconds in the state of Alabama. And every 11 minutes, somebody's injured in an auto accident. Someone dies in an accident every 9 hours and 14 minutes in Alabama. Don't be a statistic. Buckle up and drive carefully. Festival Plaza, the center of shopping in East Montgomery. Shop the Comic Shop, Plato's Closet, ABC Store, and more. They're at the corner of Taylor and Vaughn, another great McClinton & Company development. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell J.
Injured in a wreck? Don't be the only one without an attorney. Call the Vance Law Firm, 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed as greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
We love shopping at Kaiser. The staff and service is great, and Stella always helps us find the exact right piece.
At Kaiser Fine Home Furnishings, we have exciting new furniture arriving, including two new lines you'll love. Save up to 60% on furniture we need to move for the new lines. Open a Synchrony account, and you may qualify for a $50 gift card and get up to 18 months interest-free financing. Remember, our sales tax is only 8.25%. Shop Wiser, buy Kaiser, and be ready for the holidays. 4044 Wetumpka Highway.
See Kaiser for details on how to receive the gift card and special financing. Some restrictions apply.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter. The smartest way to hire. And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/work. That's ZipRecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter.com/work.
Take a step toward updating your home with exclusive LifeProof vinyl plank flooring from the Home Depot, starting at just $319 a square foot. It locks together for easy installation. It's waterproof, scratch resistant, and comes in a variety of trendy styles with over 40 colors to choose from. That's a step in the right direction. Today is the day for doing with LifeProof vinyl plank flooring, starting at just $319 a square foot. The Home Depot. More saving, more doing. U.S. only. See store for details.
This is Derek's O'Reilly Auto Parts story.
After the third time jump-starting my car, I finally realized my battery was dying. So I stopped by O'Reilly to have it checked. They tested it right there in the parking lot. It was bad, real bad. But they helped me find the right battery for my car and even installed it for free. Now my car starts like new.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hey, this is Lyle from Margaret's Exquisite Jewelry, and I do my radio advertising on Blue Water. I'll tell you what, I use most of the stations, and I've been using it for so long, it's hard to tell with the money you spend on advertising if it does any good. When they come in and say, I heard you on the radio, I know it's Blue Water, and I love Blue Water.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Hi, I'm Ellis Eskew with Alabama News Network. A traffic alert to pass along CSX has closed Terminal Road from Day Street Road to Mobile Road to allow crews to resurface the tracks. Officials anticipate this portion of Terminal Road will reopen early Tuesday. The vehicle of a missing Auburn College student was found in Montgomery Friday night. Authorities say Anaya Blanchard's Honda CR-V was found at the Park Place Apartments off Atlanta Highway. The 19-year-old was reported missing last Thursday. Police say the vehicle is damaged, but as of now, there are no signs of foul play. If you have any information, call Auburn Police. Montgomery residents now have a new sports bar and restaurant. Walk-On's Bistro and Bar, located on East Chase Parkway, opened its doors to the public today. The restaurant will serve a variety of Cajun foods along with burgers and chicken. The new business will provide at least 200 jobs to Montgomery. And those are your news headlines. I'm Ellis Eskew for CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest truck lines. They need drivers right now. If you want to know what your home time and your paycheck is going to be every week, call Wiley Sanders right now. Family owned and operated. 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. More weather changes are on the way as a series of disturbances move this way. For tonight, cloudy. Periods of light rain developing by later on tonight. Overnight low temperatures 62. Tomorrow, good chance of showers around from time to time. High 75. Wednesday and Thursday, showers and thunderstorms are likely, and that will continue through Halloween night as a cold front moves through the state. Then much cooler air Friday as we begin the first weekend in November. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Your news talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3, only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Halloween's almost
here.
What is trick-or-treating?
Well, you put on a costume, you go door-to-door and say trick-or-treat, and people give you candy.
How am I supposed to be a zombie?
Zombie surprise party.
Can I just have the candy?
He doesn't look so scary to me.
Yeah, he looks kind of funny.
It's alive! It's alive!
There's something strange in your neighborhood. Who you gonna call?
Police.
Well, you used to love Halloween.
What are you doing, Frankenstein?
I'm sitting alone in a cemetery.
I'm afraid of no ghosts.
I got lots of candy.
What's everybody going to be for Halloween?
Ah, I'm a monster!
I know, it's scary, isn't it?
Freaky.
I'm afraid of no ghosts.
Ooh, how deliciously evil looking. It's like something out of Stephen King.
Happy Halloween!
This is the creepiest thing I've ever heard.
Trick or treat!
Look at me. Now give me some candy.
Happy Halloween.
News Talk 93.1 of MWACV, Greg Udell with Larry Stevens riding shotgun today along with Rosie. I'm trying to stay away from things that are going to make me explode today.
You were close earlier.
Yeah.
I can tell you that.
Yeah. I think, well, Rosie's been a modifying influence.
Well.
Language-wise.
She helps soften things down. You know,
yes.
When you got a bunch of guys and you need that.
And Rosie is one of so many Larry Stevens proteges.
Yeah.
From
I remember my interview with Rosie. I remember that.
I do too.
In the office and her coming down. You were in Cullman?
Mm-hmm. Or,
yeah, Cullman.
Mm-hmm.
And came down to see us and we were looking for some air talent. And so Rosie came down several years ago. So.
Yes, several.
It has been several, but we won't talk about that. But that's okay.
Yeah.
We're still here.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
It's just nauseating to watch the, we take out a major terrorist. For all practical purposes, Trump has just taken ISIS out of the picture. Our former beloved president.
I'm a total bumbling idiot.
He called him ISIL for some anti-Semitic reason, I guess. Suzanne Rice, who was the biggest liar on the planet, went on five different network shows and lied after Benghazi. And those people were told to stand down so they could die because there were other secrets being hidden there that they didn't want out, is condemning Trump for not extending the common courtesy of telling Obama about al-Baghdadi mission. Why does Obama need to know? He's not president. He's not in charge of anything right now. But when Obama... when they got Osama bin Laden, and I'm still hearing that they had to be talked into taking that guy out, Trump was one of the first to tweet his congratulations.
Mm-hmm.
Courtesy, professional courtesy, it's like a one-way street. It's I'm so at the end of it.
Well, I can understand why Trump didn't tell anybody. You think about the leaks up
there. Oh, my God.
I mean, goodness, somebody would have put it out. The entire... thing would have been in doubt. Certainly, somebody would have said something because we don't want to hurt their poor feelings over there.
No, and but at least some have come out and had Trump's back, like Florida Senator Rick Scott, who used to be the governor, darn good one too, says you can't trust them. I think Trump made a good decision. But the big picture is you didn't need to know. They took the guy out, and it's done. But all they can constantly, you know, whatever negative component there is to this, that's all they, it's like a feeding frenzy. It's mental illness, Trump derangement syndrome. And there's a lot of it. It's like booing him at the ball game. When Obama threw out the first pitch at the 2009 All-Star game, you could hear the crowds, not everybody in the crowd was thrilled that he was there, but they didn't disrespect him. You know, at that level. And then he went out and humiliated himself by throwing like an awkward, gangly woman when he threw the first pitch. It was
pretty
funny.
And I think that if any president was in my presence, I was in a group, I would give them the respect because they are the president. I might not agree with them.
We never wished any harm on Barack Obama. We were passionately against a lot of what he was recommending. And now, from the standpoint of hindsight, you know why. Look what he did to our healthcare system with Obamacare, and what they want to do is more what he did. Hey, another up day in the Dow, but let's not give any credit to tax cuts or deregulation, okay? 3:50 is the time. Dana Delk and Jacqueline Tomlinson specialize in representing men in matters of divorce. Nobody wants a divorce. They don't want you to get divorced. They hope they, in some cases it happens during a consultation when people are forced to communicate, marriages get healed. But whatever the outcome, you want to make sure that it's an outcome you can live with, and you need powerful advocates. You will have enough going through a divorce to take care of. Focus on yourself and all the changes that come with the change that divorce brings. Let them do the heavy lifting and come up with an agreement that you can live with. Reach out for the consultation at 819-4810, 819-4810. You can look them up online at divorceformenalabama.com. Delk and Tomlinson, attorneys at law.
The representation is made that the quality of legal services performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Sounds like a job for AC by Luke.
It's our third annual truckload sale, and have we got an irresistible offer for you. Get a brand new Carrier air conditioning and heating system from AC by LeQuire and save 20%. Plus, get 0% interest financing with approved credit. Turn to the experts at acbyleQuire.com today to see how you can save on a brand new Carrier system. That's acbyleQuire.com.
Sounds like a job for AC by LeQuire.
Hey, guys. Hunting season is upon us, and here at Wholesale Hunter, we know between kids at school and honeydews, your schedule's pretty packed. So why waste your time driving to one of those big box stores when you can visit us online at WholesaleHunter.com and order the gear and supplies you need with a click of a button? You can shop our huge selection of guns and hunting gear from the convenience of your computer or phone. Stop by our store in Wetumpka at the corner of Highway 14 and Fire Tower Road, or visit us online anytime at WholesaleHunter.com, WholesaleHunter.com, that's WholesaleHunter.com.
Rusty here from our friend David Ernest and the Health and Wealth Show. David just started his 60-minute version of the program. The show's on every weeknight from 6 until 7 right here on News Talk 93.1. And David needs listeners. If you could see this little sad-eyed puppy right here, you'd know how David feels. And here's where you can help. We know that Greg Budell has listeners. Dan Morris has listeners. Joey Clark has listeners. So we've devised a new program called the Listener Relocation Program. For as little as 60 minutes a day, you can become a listener of the Health and Wealth Show. In return, you'll get some great financial advice from David Ernest, and this poor little sad-eyed puppy won't be so confused. Tune in each weekday evening from 6 until 7, and call David Ernest at 334-272-9228. Just think about David. Think about the little sad-eyed puppy. Knock it off. That's not funny anymore.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
He may not know whether he's coming or going.
I
but
do
whether
know.
You're
I
going
know.
To work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Larry Stevens in the house, Rosie riding shotgun, and this is Tom on the phone.
Hi, Greg. This is Tom, as you said. And back to the discussion you were just having.
Sure.
Vietnam vet and 20-year force vet. And the world's word is operational security, OPSEC. And no, we don't tell everybody that way, everything we know. And Trump didn't tell everybody everything he knows.
Did you recall any Republicans being brought into the Osama bin Laden loop when that happened? I don't.
No. I don't think so.
Mm-mm. No.
But that's okay because he was a special president, so we don't.
Oh yeah.
We don't second guess.
Well, yeah, but they sent them to special classes. I'm sorry. Shame on me.
I'm sorry I didn't hear what it was.
I said they sent them to special classes.
Well, yeah. I mean, if you're going to be a good communist, you got to learn it from somebody, right?
Yeah.
Thanks for the call, and thank you for all your right. service. This is where the 3 to 4 hour we generally do catch up on news and stuff. Mondays are a little more difficult because I've been simmering over this. The media follow-up to al-Baghdadi's
demise.
Uh-huh. Just amazing. Joey talked about it this morning in his show, that an austere scholar of Islam. He was a murdering, rapist, leading piece of stuff I can't say on the air.
who took his three little children with him when he blew himself up.
Oh. Well, I'm sure that that's Trump's fault,
killed
too.
Killed them also.
It is 356. You had mentioned Donnie Turner's name earlier.
Friend of mine.
Friend of mine, too.
Mm-hmm.
And just an incredible person. I always say that Montgomery Peyton Body, in addition to being built in large part on the number of accidents Rich Thomas had many years ago. Just kidding, Rich. That joke was
awful.
You're right.
Yeah.
That's built on principle as much as it is brick and mortar. In other words, Donnie's told me. I remember that, too, in Chicago. It was kind of common. Some body shops, less than reputable, would skip steps in the repair process, pocket the money, because you're not going to know. I don't know.
How would you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, you see, Donnie Turner put one thing into Montgomery Peyton Body that only he could do, and that's a conscience. And then his son Brandon has followed in those footsteps. So when they bring a car in, he won't do it unless he can fix everything that needs to be fixed so you can have a car that looks as good as new, maybe better. At the end of that horrible process of having an accident and police reports and insurance adjusters and all that, you should get a car back that'll be jaw-droppingly beautiful, and that's what they aim to do every single time. Montgomery Paint and Body on the Boulevard of East Shirley Lane. Call them at 27-WRECK with a W. Back after Fox at 4.
This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We are very heavy on the Eastern Boulevard this afternoon as far as traffic, especially Troy Highway in the Eastern Boulevard. Also, East South Boulevard at Norman Bridge down to 331. Very busy there. Atlanta Highway outbound from downtown at Federal Drive all the way out to Taylor Road, picking up some traffic. Taylor Road is very busy. I-65 and 85 moving smooth through downtown Montgomery. We have no accidents at this time. Your church bulletin will serve as your down payment for anything on the lot at Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter. Bring your good credit and your church bulletin to Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter and ride today. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
No recovery, no fee. That's right. The Vance Law Firm only gets paid if you get paid. It's the V guarantee.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Bling, bling, bling. Nothing makes her smile than that bigger diamond. Yeah, it's Lyle here from Margaret. And we got the diamonds. We got real diamonds. We don't have man-made diamonds. We got real diamonds that have been made for billions of years ago from the earth, brought to you specially. And we do it for you with the highest quality and at the lowest price. We mix it all together. How do we do it? Because I have so many years of experience, and our connections are unbelievable industry. We're partners with De Beers. Direct from the mines to you at Marguerite's. Come see us. Thank you.
Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Join the fight against breast cancer during our Catch Me in Pink campaign and give back to the Joy to Life Foundation. Learn more at calldixie.com.
Call Dixie and it's done.
License number 15033.
Hi, it's me, your nose. I'm so congested. Use the Vicks Cydex nasal spray, would you? Mouth breather. Yeah, the Vicks Cydex nasal spray. Starts working in seconds and lasts for up to 12 hours.
I can breathe again. Vicks Cydex nasal spray is incredible. I feel like a whole new nose. Oh, let's buy a new car so we can smell it. Oh, we're really breathing now.